I'm joined in the studio by Duncan Morrow, the former chief executive of the Community Relations Council. And you've obviously been following the situation at St. Patrick's and Carrickhill. What's your take on last week's events?
I think it's actually pretty catastrophic that we're moving straight from here to this notion that, you know, we might be at Armageddon on the 29th of September. And actually, we need to be moving in a totally other direction, which is talking about how do we get some basic normality and respect around cultural traditions here. But I have to say, if anybody was presented with the evidence of people parading around outside a church, which they know was symbolic in the way that they were, I can't see anybody doing anything else other than say, you know, we're going to have to ground that group. It's basically like dealing with people who've been a question of antisocial behaviour or bad manners. You can't do it. So, you know, something to move from there to then saying, oh, the Parades Commission's taking wrong decisions and so on, to then we're going to have a row of the scale where it's been thought about the earlier in the week, I think is really catastrophic for all of us. And we all need to step back now, and we need to make very clear that this kind of behaviour isn't going to happen again and isn't part of respect and tolerance or any agenda like it.
Well, that's what the journalist Brian Rowan came on the programme yesterday, and that's what he said. He said it's time to pause and think. If we do that, can we take the heat out of it?
Well, I think we have to take the heat out of it. And I think the residents this morning, by saying that they don't want rerouting but want respect, are putting the actually hitting the nail on the head here. I think we need to know what respect looks like. And what respect looks like is walking on peacefully past whatever is on the road. And it certainly doesn't look like running around in a circle playing tunes which people know are contentious in front of a building which people think is symbolic. And I have to say that if that is considered normal behaviour, then the rest of us need to turn around and say, look, that's not on anymore. That's not about a shared future. And it isn't possible for us to accommodate that kind of behaviour as normal without saying that looks like, you know, something, you've got a very rowdy teenager group living beside you and you can't say anything about the noise at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry, it's not on.
Well, when you talk about a shared future, you've been working in community relations for nearly 20 years. Does it depress you that parades still cause such friction?
It's very depressing, but I do think, you know, in every crisis there's an opportunity. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about replacing the Parades Commission. The question there obviously is by what and with whom. So if we can get some kind of broad agreement on what that would be, then nobody's against that. In fact, if we could get a situation where everybody could know that in self-regulation nobody would behave like that, then, you know, that would be even better. But the problem is we haven't got there. And what we need to do is not just ask somebody else to do something, but come up with some ideas about what would replace it. And that's my key issue about, you know, the political level here now is we now need to look to our political leaders not to complain about the problem, but as government to bring forward what they think the answer is. And that would create a dynamic towards looking for an answer, which I think would begin to take the heat out of this.
Well, we're talking about heat, and with the historical commemorations coming up, does it worry you that there are already very, very evident examples of tension?
Oh, of course, of course. I mean, nobody, we're not stupid. And what is really worrying is that one parade around one street can create a crisis of this scale so quickly. It does show us that we're still very fragile and that we haven't done the work yet to really working out what a proper basis on which we can share this space is. And I think actually it really puts the focus back on that agenda for me, which is where is the work and the consistent work and the consistent leadership to make this kind of thing unthinkable? Because it should be unthinkable in this generation to indulge in behaviour. Maybe, I don't know, I find it very difficult to believe that the people doing it didn't know that it was somehow humiliating or sending a message out, because to be honest with you, it looks very, very like it to anybody watching it. So I have to say that if it is about, you know, putting it up the Fenians or putting up whoever, we've got to stop it. That's not in a shared space. Now, ideally, we don't regulate it. But you know something, and we do it with deals and we do it with trust and we build that trust. But if we don't, we are going to be stuck with whatever we've got, and the Parades Commission is going to have to make a decision every time, and we will have these crises every time there's a big discussion. And we're now in a decade of centenaries. So I suppose every time there's a centenary, there'll be a big event. And every time there's a big event, we'll be running in to this studio saying, how are we going to manage this? We can't go on like this for another 10 years if we're serious about moving past the past.
Moving past the past, in terms of that shared future document, where is Stormont on that at the moment?
Well, obviously they've been away, but they're already extremely delayed and very late. And we need to see that it is consistent. I mean, what we're not looking for here is...
How delayed and how late is it?
Well, it's been promised 100 times, to be honest with you. It was promises to review it in June 2007, as far as I remember. And they've been promising every time they're going to get it, and we're going to get it, we're going to get it. I have to say, it's not just a document we're looking for now. What we're looking for is, what are we going to do to make it unthinkable that we're going to run around humiliating each other? What are we going to do to agree how we're going to have our cultural celebrations? What are we going to do to make sure that people can live safely wherever they get a house? What are we going to do to make sure that people can move to their work or move out of their areas, as they're called, without being intimidated? Those are basic questions, which, you know something? It is now 14 years since the Good Friday Agreement, and it's 18 years since the ceasefires, and it is depressing. When you say it's long promised, it's depressing that 18 years after ceasefires, we're facing at the end of this month something which might look like a crisis. On the other hand, I think there is something to be taken from this, which is in the last week, the residents and various people in the political parties, I must say, have stepped back and started to manage this. And maybe the process is working and we will decide not just to manage this event, but actually to decide to move on and sort it.
Well, do we need some sort of, in this decade of anniversaries, do we need some sort of a direction from Stormont, nearly an amnesty?
Well, I think we need to say something fairly basic, which is, in our marking of events in history, we will not use them to humiliate our opponents. That is the first thing. And that's a change. Because, to be honest with you, in those days, those were moving towards a kind of a military conflict. And I think in celebrating that, we look at that, but we now say, and in this day and age, that's not where we're going. So there's a very fundamental basic thing, which is, in all of our celebrations of the past, which may be very important events to people and were big decisions at the time, obviously, for individuals, we are absolutely decided this time we'll do this in a way which creates a message that we're actually now partners and we're looking towards something which we're going to build together rather than trying to destroy each other. And that's historic, but it's necessary.
Overall, Duncan, are you optimistic or pessimistic?
I think frustrated, I think, would be the word I would use. I am frustrated that this huge platform that we have now, which is at last we have people working together, is not actually seeming to address the real key issues. We get lots of kind of words about it, and we have had some phenomenal gestures in the middle of all of this, but there does need to be some follow through, and that means tackling some of these very hard issues. And what this event shows is it only takes some people to walk around the circle and play the wrong tune for us to be right back almost facing where we're going, and there's the whole thing collapsing. We can't live like that if we're to create an economy and a future for our people.